The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 34th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start today's show with our nutrition tip of the week. The Snowman says, usually the faster the food, the fakier the food. Many foods that are fast are also fake, or as I always like to ask people, it's fast, but is it food? And question is always questionable. So, having said that, if a food is available at a drive-thru, that's what I want you to do. Drive through and don't stop until you reach a natural food store or supermarket that offers real food. How about that? And you can still choose an edible meal that's, real fast, but real food, just not maybe as instantly available as a fast food drive through. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again. Good day, I should say, for all of our afternoon listeners as well. And welcome to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy. And I am your happy, humble health stylist host, here to keep you cool and healthy every Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. And our show does repeat, of course, on Saturday evenings, depending on the station you're listening to right now. Here where we offer real information, no fake facts or fake food here, just the pure, unadulterated knowledge on how to be a healthier person. And we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend in this hour of the program, staying young for as long as possible. You know, everybody wants to live a long life, but nobody wants to grow old. Dr. Judy Kamen is going to be with us in just a few minutes. She's the CEO of Executive Medicine of Texas, also the author of 7 books, as well as a healthy living expert on Fox News. And so she'll be talking about the challenges and some of the tips that she has to practice good health habits that are required for staying younger longer. And I know that everybody is pressed for time. Everybody's busy. It's a busy life, and everybody's preoccupied with all their digital devices, as I can see my producer is right now. But that's another program. Anyway, we'll talk about the other cornerstones of good health, sleep and nutrition and exercise as it relates to aging and some of the diseases. There's one disease in particular I'm going to ask her about that is if you had to choose a disease that, if you wanted to study accelerated aging, this is the one that is so prevalent in our society, and it's just a model for studying accelerated aging in humans. And so we'll talk about that as well as how to slow down the aging process. So that's coming up, Dr. Judy Kamen, in just a few minutes. Just to recap last week's show on microbes, we did a show on probiotic nutrition. And just basically, we touched on a lot of different topics regarding the gut microbiome, but one is that I really wanted to emphasize is mood stabilization. You know, the gut is packed with nerves that actually talk to your brain. It's the gut-brain axis, and so the right gut microbes can trigger feel-good signals to the brain, and that's what you want. That's why probiotics and prebiotics are so important, and don't forget your immune system, 70% of which is in your gut, interacts with those microbes, and so the beneficial microbes are going to dampen your inflammatory response and enhance your immune system overall. One way to enhance your gut microbiome is to eat fewer ultra-processed foods, which is now comprising 70% of our diets. The saturated fats, the added sugars, cookies and sausages and the like, they tend to promote the growth of bad bacteria in the body. and that makes us feel worse. And so scientists say that in some cases, the bacteria can produce cortisol and adrenaline, which are your stress hormones, and that contributes to a state of constant anxiety. So that's not a good thing. Also, a couple of things that affect your gut microbiome. Alcohol, we didn't really get to that last week. But, you know, the microbes are used to make beer and wine, but the products you drink that that are the result of those microbes don't contain them necessarily. And, in fact, alcohol may kill the bacteria inside you, the good and the bad. And as do antibiotics, they kill the microbes that are making you sick, but they also wipe out the good ones in the process. And as we mentioned last week, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your intestinal flora to a healthy state. If you've taken antibiotics and you don't take a good, strong probiotic following that course of antibiotics, like, for instance, Theralac or Dr. O'Hara's or other potent probiotics, and unfortunately, more of the probiotics on the market are, well, a little more than placebo. They're not as strong as you need them to be to really do the work and give you the benefits that you need. All right, let's see, moving on in the news. Let's see, next Thursday, March 28th, is... Something on a stick day. Well, hopefully it's not going to be ice cream or a corn dog and maybe a vegetable kebab. That would be a healthier choice. Something on a stick day, March 28th. All right. We finally know why live music makes us so emotional. Hearing live music may make you or may stir up your emotions more than listening to a recorded song of the same tune. And that's because it triggers greater activity in the part of the brain linked to processing emotions. This is from the University of Zurich in Switzerland. They had people that didn't know when they were hearing or recording or live music. And when listening to the music, the participants, they put them in a MRI scanner so the team could monitor their brain activity. And the recorded tunes sparked much less and more inconsistent activity in certain parts of the brain. And so the findings show that live music intensifies our emotional response. And, you know, the Taylor Swift concerts, everybody goes nuts, right? Or any concert, not just hers. But that's why you really get emotionally charged when you are present at a live musical concert. And since we talked about microbes last week, well, microbes on plant roots can actually change the taste of your tea. This is research from the University of California, Riverside. They found that certain soil microbes were linked to greater nitrogen uptake, which boosted the production of a chemical. This was in regard to tea production. And the chemical L-theanine, or theanine in the plant's roots, also resulted in higher levels of theanine in the leaves. And we've talked a lot about theanine. That's an amino acid that is rich. Actually, the richest source of theanine is tea leaves. And that's why you don't get the, you do get the stimulating effect of caffeine or the theobromine in tea, but you don't get the jittery effects that you would have from a cup of coffee, because the theanine helps to balance the hormones in your body, the neurotransmitters, and makes for a much more smooth, focused alertness, if you will. So it's that's another reason that tea is better for you than coffee. But the team hopes that microbial communities will be used to tailor tea and improve the nutritional value of other plants, such as rice. So this is a good way to tweak the plant's production of compounds without having to resort to genetic modification and, you know, things like that. All right, I always say that we're not here to judge you. We're here to nudge you, culture or cultivate better health habits, specifically eating habits, since this is the month of nutrition. March is National Nutrition Month. So here's some tips on eating more of what's healthy. Reserve the eye-level refrigerator shelf at in your home for fruits and vegetables, or at least healthy leftovers. And that's because what you see first is often what you choose to eat, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? Also, putting healthy stuff at the front of your refrigerator, as well as the front of your kitchen cupboard, and placing vegetable sticks strategically, you know, like carrot sticks, celery sticks, etc., where your family and yourself, other family members are going to pass by. That'll entice you to, grab that instead of going to the cookie jar. And also using see-through storage, because you can store healthy leftovers in either clear tubs or freezer bags, so they're easy to spot. And then eat less of the unhealthy stuff. Don't refrigerate soft drinks. This is a good tip. I don't drink soft drinks anyway, but, of course, everybody knows they taste best cold, right? So if you only have lukewarm colas or other sodas, you're more likely to skip them, or if you have to, go for the ice cubes and everything, it's just an extra step. And also buy small bottles or cans, because those large 1.5 liter bottles can easily tempt you into drinking just another glass or a bigger glass if you're just dulling them out from a larger container. Also hide the leftovers if they're, say, a dessert leftover or something, a fattening pasta dish. That's a good way to avoid temptation, is to kind of hide them in the refrigerator, put them where you can't easily see them. And then this is interesting, serving dessert on red plates, red round plates specifically. Studies show that we associate the colors red and pink with sweetness, and the same goes for round shapes. Isn't that interesting? So colors and shapes can make you perceive a sweet food as being even sweeter. So in other words, if you want to satisfy your sweet tooth faster, try serving up a dessert on a round red plate, and you can get by with less of it and still be satisfied. And then speaking of sweets, three tips for those of you who have a sweet tooth. And I had mine extracted 3 times, and that darn thing keeps growing back, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, wrappers, if you're choosing, candy or cookies, individual wrappers help you track how many you've eaten. So you want to eat the wrapped sweets instead of, a big bag of some bulk sweets. And then avoid mixed sweets. Studies show that you eat more if you're left with a single type or a single flavor. And then finally, keep the sweet bowl at beyond arm's length, because, if you have to stand up every time you want one, studies show that you'll eat a lot more sweets if you can easily reach either the bowl or wherever you keep the sweets. Also, to avoid overeating, leave the pots in the kitchen. Once leftovers are out of sight, you'll be less tempted to grab a second helping. Eat off of smaller plates. We've mentioned that before. And serve food with spoons, putting tablespoons with a brown sauce and bowl of oven chips. Apparently, there are limits to how many spoonfuls we want to scoop out of our plate. And first, making many meals. Oh, and this is a good one. Put on slow music when you're eating. A study shows that playing slow music with food makes us slow down. Feeling full takes time to materialize. Your apostat takes about 15, 20 minutes to kick in, so that when you eat slowly, it's easier to feel satisfied by eating less. And in the food pharmacy here, Nature's Sweets help to ward off colds. Researchers in the journal Food Science and Nutrition identified the best foods for immunity, and a few notables: citrus fruits, as well as papayas and kiwis, all because they're rich in vitamin C, which helps to stimulate your cell immune response and antiviral activity. All right, let's go to the fitness file. All right, a little behind the time here, so let me just get to one real quick. School uniforms hamper activity. This is, I saw this and I thought, what? Wearing a school uniform, this is for students, has been linked to children getting insufficient exercise, especially if you're a girl. Findings come from data on the physical activity levels of more than 3 million children ages 5 to 17 years old from 135 countries and territories. And it kind of makes sense when you think about it, because a lot of those uniforms are not, they're physically restrictive, and so, you're not going to want to move around that much more. All right, and in matters of sexual health, sperm are perked up by a burst of ultrasound. Ultrasound gets sluggish sperm moving. They say that the sperm that don't move properly are a cause of infertility because it's harder for them to reach an egg. Immobile sperm become active after just 20 seconds of exposure to ultrasound waves in a lab experiment that may boost fertility treatments in the future. How about that? All right, and finally in the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay, some celebrities that, you know, they used to have celebrity recipes in a lot of magazines. It was a common feature. And if you don't recognize all these names, trust me, they used to be famous. You might not be old enough to recognize. Well, this one you'll recognize. It's a former president. Ronald Reagan had hamburger soup when he was, if you remember, celebrity before he became a politician. Betty Ford's curried tuna casserole. I don't know about that one. How about Dr. Ruth's almost as good as sex cheesecake, I should say. And then there was Walt Disney's chili and beans, another celebrity that had a recipe, Bob Hope's tuna macaroni loaf. That doesn't sound appetizing to me. And finally, Cher's Hawaiian meatballs, American style. I guess they're American meatballs then. A couple other funnies for you. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a teacher? Answer, blood tests. Oh, okay. I'm getting the hook here. One more. Speaking of blood or, medicine. Did you hear about the nurse who entered a contest for the most prominent veins? Yeah, she didn't win, but she came very close. Varicose, I should say. Okay, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have more information for your good health on aging in good health, staying young longer with Dr. Judy Gaiman. Back after this with more information for your good health, so stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food, and improves the action of insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX. Learn more at PGX.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? You're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautiful.
copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring.
That is what we want to do today. We want to not only make you feel young, we want to make you looking younger as well.
A happy individual.
And let me get a swig of water to keep hydrated so I can feel young. Welcome back to the program. David Snow with you. Judy Gammon is my guest. She's the author of many books, seven of them, as well as a healthy living expert on Fox News. And she's also the CEO at Executive Medicine of Texas. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Judy. How the health are you?
I am doing great. I was so happy to hear you say you're going to get a swig of water and hydrate.
Yes. I need more than a swig, but that's all I have time for right now. But hey, it's been a few years, and welcome back to the program.
I'm so happy to be back on with you. I love what you do, and you just have such a quality program, so it's my pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say, and right back at you. Now, the challenges of practicing the health habits that are required to stay younger longer, I mean, who has the time? You know, you'd spend all day just doing all the things that it takes to stay young or reduce our aging process, right? Or is that not so accurate?
I think a lot of people think that. They think, oh, you know, it's so hard to be healthy, but not really. It's really about putting some healthy choices into your daily routine. And once they become habits or new habits, then they just come easy, like you just said about drinking water. Always have a water bottle with you or readily available. Set certain times that you're gonna drink that water bottle. Pay attention to how much you've had to drink. You know, exercise. People say, I don't have time to go to the gym. You don't have to go to the gym. You just have to be moving. And even if you find yourself sedentary, find ways to walk around, maybe do a couple, you know, knee bends, just stay, I love this term, stay lubricated, you know, get those joints moving. You just got to be mindful of it. Mm-hmm. And if you realize how long you've been sitting, and, you know, computers and phones are the worst for us, they bend our neck forward and put all the weight of our head on our necks, you know, really lean back in your chair. Look up. We don't look up enough. And if when you look mm-hmm. up, your neck feels a little stiff, that's a big red flag to you that, hey, I am really spending too much time looking down at whatever it is,
and
probably your phone.
Also, standing versus sitting. I'm standing right now. I stand for every radio show and have for most of the decades I've been on the radio. There have been, you know, some exceptions over the years, but as a rule, you burn more calories and you're more alert if you're standing versus sitting.
Yes, stand whenever you can. In our office here at Executive Medicine Texas, we practice what we preach. We have standing desks.
They can
stand. They can put it down. They can put it up. But I walk around and I notice that they do. They do, you know, put it up and stand up.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
I'm happy to see them doing that.
And
then also, you know, even if you're at work, get up from your desk, set little timers on your phone that say, oh gosh, time for me to get up and move. And mm-hmm. just move, you know, move around, because a lot of time will pass and we don't realize how long we've been sitting.
Yeah. You know, I recently need to get more hydrated here. I recently saw the series of videos from Dan Buettner, who I had the opportunity to spend part of an afternoon with some years ago. He wrote The Blue Zones, if you're familiar with The Blue Zones from National
Very
Geographic.
Much
so. Yeah. And one of the things, you know, he said in the different series, you know, the five blue zones in the world, Ikaria, Greece, and then Okinawa, Japan, and then also Loma Linda, California, because of the Seventh-day Adventist population. And then there's Greece. Sardinia, Italy. And then Costa Rica, the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. But anyway, you know, most of the people that live to 100 and live long and healthy lives, they don't go to the gym, they don't take supplements, they don't do this. But what I always tell people is the reason that we have to do that here in America in our modern day lifestyle, and as you mentioned, our digital addictions or our reliance or over-reliance of all the electronic gizmos that we have in our lives, it's because we're so sedentary that we have to counteract that or to compensate for that. You know, you have to go to the gym or you have to take supplements to make up for what you're not getting in the and the food that you're not growing, which a lot of these people grow their own foods. So do you agree with that, or what's your philosophy on that?
Well, one thing that has been a real eye-opener for us is we started doing something, oh gosh, maybe it's been 12 years now, but we started doing micronutrient testing on our patients. And we literally can take their blood. It takes some time to come back. There's only one lab in the United States that can do it. And we actually test their blood for the nutrients within the cell. So not just, you know, running around in their system because they took, you know, a multivitamin that day, but what's actually getting into the cell. We're looking at 27 different vitamins and nutrients, and it's a mind-blowing, really, when you look at the patient, you see what symptoms they came in with. Maybe it was foggy brain, maybe it was joint pain, maybe their eyesight's getting worse, you name it. They're becoming forgetful or they're getting sick more often than they used to. And then we get their micronutrient test back and we're like, okay, so we've got some answers here. And the good news is this is going to be really inexpensive for us to fix. A lot of times people are just feeling run down and we'll test them and we're like, okay, here's what we see. And it's not always the ones you think of. We see a lot of vitamin D, B vitamin deficiencies and such, but sometimes we see things like copper and we don't think about those kinds of minerals that we need within our body to function properly. So this has been a real eye opener for us because it can be people that are eating really healthy. And myself included, I was shocked at the fact that I had deficiencies when the first time I took it. But it also helped us understand that even supplements aren't always what we need, or maybe those supplements that people are picking up at, you know, the grocery store,
or big box retailers, mail order, internet,
exactly,
right,
and
yeah,
that's what really led us to say, okay, we need to look into this. And so about a decade ago, we started our Stay Young Vitamin line, and we did that because we were seeing people come in that were taking some of these big box store things, and they had all these deficiencies. What's going on?
Okay.
And that's where we realize that they don't have to have what's in them by the expiration date, only by the date they leave.
So, Judy, let me ask you, since you talked about testing, micronutrient testing, what about heavy metal testing, the things that are not supposed to be in our body? Do you do that as well? Because that can affect your health adversely even more, as much or more so than being deficient in certain nutrients.
Certainly. I mean, we have the ability to do all kinds of testing, including heavy metal testing and DNA testing and such, because it's all about getting to the bigger picture. If the mirror told the whole story or the stethoscope told the whole story, we have a lot healthier people running around, and we just don't, because we aren't taking the time as a population in general to really dig into what's going on with this individual. And everybody's different. And the symptoms do lead you down a path. You know, you kind of know what you want to look for. But so many times we see people here that have been to, you know, 10, 15 doctors. They've been to 3 countries. They've been all over. They've been in every major clinic. And nobody actually said, let's look at the entire body. Maybe they've been to this specialist or that specialist, and you're pinpointing them in a particular direction, but they're not looking at overall what's really going on. And a lot of times it's multifaceted.
What a concept. You know, looking at the whole body. I mean, how novel is that, right? I mean, it used to be the only way that people or that the medical profession or in ancient times people looked at, or, you know, health practitioners looked at their patients. But now we've become so specialized. You're right exactly about that. And we are special enough to have to take a break for the bottom of the hour, which we're late for, Judy. So if you can hang with us, we'd love to have you stay with us until the top of the hour. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right. And that reminds me of, since we're talking about aging, you know, the movie star Lucille Ball. I don't think you're old enough to remember her, are you, Lucy?
I am definitely old enough to remember her.
Okay. I like what she said. The secret to staying young is to live modestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age.
That's a
good one. Anyway, back after this with more information on aging and your health and staying young longer with Judy Gammon. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Snow,
snow,
snow.
David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to Easy to Digest Information with 30% fewer calories than regular talk radio. And we're cholesterol free. Thank you so much for joining us and making us part of your weekend. If you miss any part of the show, our show is rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now. Just check the listings. And if you want to listen to the show all over again after next Wednesday, you can go to drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. That's our website, and you'll find all the detailed information there for our podcasts. If you're just joining us, Judy Gammon is our guest. Judy, tell us, give us a few of your book titles. I have one or two of them, but I know you've authored seven books, right? Seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, seven.
Yeah.
About to release number 8.
Oh, wow. Which is going to be the newest one?
Well, believe it or not, it's going to be a children's book. I kind of wrote it for my grandchildren originally, called The History of Chess Island, and it's just a sweet story about how all the pieces on the chessboard came to be. So,
that'll be
coming out at the end of the summer. So,
now, what about health-related titles that people can relate to?
Yeah, so Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We were talking about the Blue Zones earlier. That's a real important one. Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And then I think one of the, this is not necessarily a health book, but one of people's favorites is my memoir, Love, Life, and Lucille, and that is about my relationship with Lucille Fleming, who became my best friend when she was 100, and we hung out until a week shy of her 104th birthday, which
wow.
she passed still with her mind. And you know what's really incredible is if you want to get a lesson on perspective, hang out with somebody over 100 for some good amount of time. And she went out on a book tour with me. I originally met her when I was working on the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And she was one of the centenarians that I interviewed, and we just became attached at the hip. She was so much fun.
How about that? Yes. You know, speaking of, she's almost a centenarian, Elaine Lalane, she's been a good friend, and I used to know Jack for over 30 years, and he was always our first guest of the year, Jack Lalane, the icon of fitness in America. But anyway, she turned 2 days, no, like 4 days ago, on the 19th of this month, she turned 98 years old. And so we're going to have her on the show next week.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. So 2 years from 100, and she's still going strong. She's a spark plug, I'll tell you. 4'11", but she's a dynamo, I'll tell you about that.
Okay. I'm all about short women. I'm right there with her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you know, according to the World Health Organization, this is interesting, short people live about 10% longer than taller individuals. So that's in your favor for longevity.
I'll take it.
Okay. And speaking of aging, I think... aging is great for wine and cheese, but for humans, not so much. So I like your book, Age to Perfection. I mean, you know, some tips that we can use to, everybody's going to age. You can't avoid aging completely, but you can slow down the aging process. And actually, that was one of my first guests back. Well, I had a show also in the 70s. It was Dr. Hans Kugler. Slowing Down the Aging Process was his book way back in the 70s. And I remember, I think he might be still alive. He's close to 100 now, if he's still alive. I haven't been in touch with him.
He followed his own advice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good thing about you longevity experts is I can interview you year after year, decade after decade, and you just keep going and
we're
going.
Still around.
The Energizer bunnies are among us. Hey, so let's talk about the other side of aging, and that is accelerating aging. Now, one disease that comes to mind, and researchers have actually used this as a yardstick or as the perfect example of accelerated aging, and because we can't, it wouldn't be ethical to accelerate the age in humans as subjects like we do, mice or other research animals, but the disease of diabetes, I mean, if you look at every biological marker in diabetics. I mean, they have heart disease now 10, 15 years earlier, organ failure, kidney disease, eye disorders. I mean, just go down the list, right? So what's your experience with accelerating aging? And part of that is the age lifestyle. We had Dr. Helen Vlasara, who wrote the book about age-related, advanced glycation end products, which are present in large amounts in processed foods and barbecued foods and things like that. But that contributes to accelerated aging in the cells. But can you comment on that particular topic?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing in this accelerated aging, you hit the nail on the head, is diabetes. We're seeing a lot more arthritic issues.
Yep.
What I'm about to say, I'm going to preface by saying this is not a political statement in any way, shape, or form. It's just a reality.
Right.
We're seeing post-COVID and especially post-vaccine, especially in people that have gotten multiple vaccines, we're seeing a lot of autoimmune issues. It's very frustrating, I think, for the medical community, because we see it and we kind of can connect the dots, and we want to be able to reverse this, but the body seems to be going into kind of like a hyper mode. So people are developing dairy allergies and nut allergies and all kinds of other allergies, And then
that they never had before, that they never had those.
They never had before.
It's really
kind of odd. And the only thing we can kind of connect it to, and what we've seen, is this is people that have gotten not just the first two vaccines, but they may
have gotten extra boosters.
And we're seeing it. And again, it's not a political statement. It's just a reality
that we've got
to say, okay, now we've got to look at how do we deal with this? How do we negate the negative and keep these people healthy and let their immune system do its job without it being in hyperactivity?
Right. Now, at Executive Medicine of Texas, which you are the CEO there, do you treat long COVID with the patients that you have there?
We do. And there's there's a lot of different things that we can do. Sometimes, you know, we're doing that with peptide therapy. Sometimes we're really digging down. We talked about this a minute ago about the micronutrients. We're trying to find, you know, where are the deficiencies. We've seen that people that have lower levels of vitamin D have a harder time coming back.
That's
and during
right.
the pandemic, we did know that people that had vitamin D deficiencies were more likely to die when we had the Delta variant. So it's really about connecting the dots. And let's connect the dots and let's figure out how do we keep people healthy. There's been a big push around the whole semaglutide, which is a GLP-1 agonist.
Yes.
And people say, oh, we should reserve this for, you know, the diabetics. There's a lot of medications for diabetics. And we cannot ignore the fact that we have an obesity issue, and that obesity issue is really causing diabetes. So we've had people that have been pre-diabetic, and we've been able to put them on semaglutide, and it was appropriate for them. And I don't think it's appropriate for everybody, but we've reversed it, and then they ended up not getting diabetes. But the country as a whole has a massive problem with our future generations, because we never used to see diabetes in children, not this type, you know,
right.
not type 2. Mm-hmm. We didn't see it in teenagers. We didn't see it in 20 and 30-year-olds. This is kind of like an old person issue. Well, no longer. I mean, this is hitting our kids in ridiculous numbers. And a lot of it has to do with the American diet. Now, the gut microbiome is messed up because we're filling it full of artificial sweeteners.
That was our topic last week, was the gut microbiome, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is real stuff. This is stuff that a lot of doctors are starting to pay attention to. There were, you know, those of us who were paying attention to it decades ago, and now it's catching mainstream, where people are going, oh, this is something we really need to pay attention to. It's we want to keep people younger and healthier longer, we have to, again, this goes back to look at the body as a whole. Now, what does this person need? What is going on with this person? And not treat a general population, you know, pigeonholes. Mm-hmm. Which one can they fit into? But look at an individual and say, what's the best course of action to help this person?
Instead of cookbook medicine, where, you know, there's a pill for this or a pill for that, and you just treat the symptoms and not getting to the root cause, or most of all, prevention. I mean, prevention trumps detection, as well as detection trumping treatments. But, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as they say. So, yeah, that's good advice indeed. Now, one of your books where you say you have 10 steps to good health, can you share some of those steps with the audience?
Yeah, sure. Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health is the book. We've covered a few of these. You know, we talk a lot about nutrition. We talk about sleep in this book. And people think, sleep, you know, I don't know. I get 4 or 5 hours. Well, gosh, there's been so much research now that we understand on a whole nother level the importance of getting sleep. And that is that with functional MRI, we're able to see the brain in real time and see what's happening. What we have found is when we go to sleep, we cycle through these sleep cycles. And you've probably heard of REM, rapid eye movement.
Right.
That's when we're in a good deep sleep.
Uh-huh.
The longer we're in a deep sleep without waking up, the longer those REM cycles are. And the functional MRIs have shown us that when we're in really good, deep, long REM sleep, which means we've been asleep a good 5, 6, hours, this is when the real work starts. And the brain washes itself like a washing machine and clears out those plaques. And so many times we see people that have dementia, they've Alzheimer's, they've got all these other issues, Parkinson's, and you look back and say, okay, what's a common denominator? And most of the time, these people did not sleep, and they did not sleep properly. And so now we know the connection between them.
Right.
And so sleep, I cannot say enough about how the importance of sleep. It needs to be a priority for every one of your listeners.
Boy, if that's not a wake-up call, I don't know what is. Pardon the pun, but you know, the importance of sleep and getting people to realize that, you know, I mean, I've heard people say, oh, I can sleep when I'm dead, you know, and it's such a waste of time.
You will be soon.
And especially the type A individuals, and those sometimes are the individuals that need it the most. We need to stay awake and looking at the clock, so we need to take one last break of the hour, Judy, to keep the lights on here so I can ask you more questions. When we come back, I want to ask you about exercise. Sleep is more important than exercise, but exercise is critical. One of the cornerstones of good health. And then I know you're involved in multiple sclerosis, and it is MS Awareness Month, so I want you to say a few words about that, because that's a very serious disease which is afflicting, countless people, and we don't want anybody to suffer needlessly if they have more tools at their disposal to minimize the effects of MS. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Welcome back to the Cure for the Common Radio Show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and it is David Snow on your radio, here where we help you test positive for good health, because we are all about indoctrinating you into the habits of good health. And here to help us do that, Judy Gammon. She's the CEO at Executive Medicine of Texas. And since we now broadcast in Texas, or our show is carried there, Judy, can people call your clinic if they want to make an appointment?
Oh, absolutely. We see people from around the globe. They come to us. So, yeah, they can call the clinic at 817-552-4300. 817-552-4300.
Okay. And if they're driving and want to maybe go to the website and you know, when they, when it's convenient for them. Do you have a website address?
EMTexas, and Texas is spelled out, emtexas.com.
Oh, okay, that's easy. As an executive medicine.
As an executive medicine.
All right.
EMTexas, that's right.
Cool, all right. Thank you for that. Now, I know that you're involved in MS Awareness, and it is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, the month of March. Tell us about that neurological autoimmune disease and how you're involved in it.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me talk about this a little bit. So MS, like you mentioned, it's a neurological autoimmune disease. It affects the brain, the spinal cord, the optic nerves. And the reason it's become so passionate for me, and I'm so passionate about it, is because our daughter got diagnosed a year ago with this.
Whoa, and it just really a year ago. How old is she?
Yeah, so she's in her early 30s, and this is the age group that we're seeing. The early 30s is where we're really seeing this hit. And it's really fascinating how many cases we're seeing. It used to be you kind of knew someone who knew someone. Mm-hmm. I know someone who has this in their family, probably more people than I've ever known that have this in their their family. So, you know, and my beautiful daughter, I mean, she was born in 91, and it just is so, you know, mind-blowing to me that someone born in 1991 has this disease. I mean, she's a young mom, she's married, she's got two young kids, and it's kind of turned their life upside down.
And then there's no etiology, or do you have any idea how she...
We don't know exactly what triggered it. She also did experience long COVID. She also was vaccinated. So we don't know the true link. It could just be a fluke. It could be, you know, some kind of genetic thing that's kind of reared its head. But mostly people don't get this because it's a genetic issue. But with her, she woke up one day and called me and said, "Mom, I'm blind in one of my eyes."
Whoa.
And I'm like,
"What?" Jeez.
Like I literally was like, "What do you mean? Like it's blurry?" She goes, "No, like I can't see anything." And that was very, very terrifying. And that was the first, I think, real, okay, something is going on here. And they call MS the snowflake disease because it's such a different presentation, even more now than ever. It's a different presentation for a lot of people. So it's not like, oh, you get this and then it's that. But optic neuritis, which is what she had, and actually part of that, the optic nerve on her has died because of this.
Wow.
But that is a really telltale sign, this optic neuritis. And a lot of times it goes undiagnosed or underdiagnosed. We're fortunate enough when something like this happens in our family, you know, we try to get on it as quickly as we can. And I cannot urge your listeners to, if something like this is happening, or if there's a lot of weird symptoms, walking difficulties, maybe dropping things, muscle spasms, again, vision changes, pain or itching, odd dizziness that kind of comes and goes. There's a lot of these symptoms that could be a bunch of different things. And this, I think, is why it often takes a long time for people to get to a good, solid diagnosis.
And Judy, does it typically progress or does it stabilize, or what's the prognosis?
Yeah, well, there's different types. There's the relapsing and remitting. There's a secondary progressive and a primary progressive. And the timelines kind of look different. And you know, some people get there, they're doing great, and then they have a relapse. And then they're doing great again, and then they relapse. And the others, you know, they just kind of follow a straight-up path where it just continues. And,
okay,
and you don't really know.
Judy, I'm sorry. I hate to cut you short. We only have 1 minute left. Do you want to give, is there a website for MS, for the foundation, or any organization you want to mention that is publicizing it?
Yeah, so National MS Society, you check them out. They're doing great work. We know the research they're doing. They're making great strides. People aren't dying so young from this. We don't have a cure for it, but they're the people.
Okay, great.
National MS Society.
And your website is emtexas.com, is that correct?
emtexas.com.
All right. Thank you, Judy Gammon, for being with us. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
All right. That's it for the show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.